It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop. In studio right now, we have John and Amy, a power duo, a two-piece of thunder from the Northwest. Year of the Cobra, welcome to Metal Shop. You guys have been, you're no strangers to KISW. You've been up on Loud and Local a couple of times with just me, but we're graduating to the big show. Yeah. We're on Mother Effin' Metal Shop.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks, man. Stoked to be here.
Hell yeah. So you guys have a huge show coming up Friday, July 27th at the Funhouse. It is a tour kickoff with Witch Ripper, Hex Rays, and the Dead Rones. I feel like this is just like you're perpetually playing these record or these tour kickoff shows. You guys are always on tour. Do you guys just hate Seattle and you want to get the hell out of here or what?
So great. I can't handle it.
No, we love Seattle. We just like to stay busy. Being on the road is super fun and it's treated us well. We say yes to tours and make it happen.
But that's the thing is 2018. It seems like, you know, we're only 7 months in, but you guys have done a hell of a lot of touring. What are all the places you've played in this past year?
Oh my goodness. We've been off. We just came back from a European tour. I think we hit 10 countries. We did 25 shows in 26 days.
It was nonstop.
It was nonstop. It was incredible.
So what are the reactions to you guys over there? I mean, what are some of the countries that are like the highlights? Some of the towns, the countries, and I saw you guys played some cool festivals.
Yeah, Europe treats us really well. Shows are really well attended. Everyone is super hospitable. It's incredible. Every time we come back from Europe, we're like, we got to get back there.
We can't wait to get back. I mean, we're already talking about 2019 European tour, so that's kind of in the works right now.
Now, I was talking with you guys. I see you guys at shows out all the time, and it's not just yours shows. You guys are, you know, very, very, you know, very positive, and you guys support the scene. I see you guys out at a lot of shows. We were talking recently about a show that I saw you post about, and it seemed like it would be such a random location. It seemed like it was out in the countryside in the middle of nowhere in Czech Republic. But you were mentioning how it was one of the coolest experiences of tour. Can we kind of talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, it was just out in the country. So we're driving to this place and it's just beautiful rolling hills and we're getting
It was gorgeous looking.
Further and further removed from towns and we're kind of looking at each other going,
where are we going?
And we finally pull up to this cute little town.
The population was like 2,500. It's called Slovenice.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I mean, they had building facades that were made in the 15th century.
Wow.
It was incredible. It was like untouched.
Yeah, so we're driving around. We couldn't even find the venue. So we pulled over and parked, and there's this dude with a backpack on. And he stops, and we're touring with this band called Toke. And he's like, is this Toke? Are you guys touring? We're like, yeah. He said, how many miles did he walk?
I don't even know.
It was like 200 kilometers that he walked to get to this show. And we're like, oh, my God, wow.
I'm like, that's dedication.
Yeah. Where is it?
We're like, do you know where the venue is? He's like, it's down the hill over there.
We drove around for like, a good 20 minutes trying to find it. We couldn't find it. And, I mean, the thing is, actually, it was in the middle of nowhere. It was, like, in this field.
Yeah.
And it was just this one building. And we were sitting there going, who the heck is going to come here, you know, in the middle of nowhere in the Czech Republic in a small town called Slovenice. And so, it was packed.
Yeah.
The place was packed. I mean, just people came out of the woodwork and it was packed. It was such a fun show.
Like we loaded in all of our gear, put up merch. You know, it's us, the sound dude and the people working the venue. We're like, okay, it's going to be one of those. And then all of a sudden, just you start seeing people walk towards
like
the venue.
Up hills, you know, up the street. Yeah, it was incredible. Yeah.
It was a
trip.
You play the riffs and they'll come.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
So you're going to play it again, you think?
Oh,
we'd love
so.
To go back. Yeah.
That was
amazing. Like a religious experience almost.
It really was.
The power of the riff compels them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of all of Europe, though. That's what's amazing about Europe. I mean, Germany's like that.
Yeah.
Poland was really amazing. We drank some really good vodka there.
Nice.
I mean, how can you not?
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But again, Friday, July 27th at the Funhouse, the Year of the Cobra tour kickoff with Witch Ripper, Hex Rays, and the Dead Rones. We're going to play a song here from you, and then we're going to come back and talk about some new goings on with the band and a record deal and a production deal and all that cool stuff. So, cool. Yeah, we'll be back. This is Year of the Cobra on Metal Shop. We'll be right back. Back here on Metal Shop, we've got Year of the Cobra, one of the my favorite local bands. But you know what? We're not going to call them a local band. We're just going to call them a heavy band, because I feel like there's a stigma when I say local band. There shouldn't be. But when I say local band, a lot of people are like, okay, they're just a local band. But you guys tour all over. You guys have toured Europe, and you guys are just sonically insane. Just when you say two-piece, people might not get the whole picture of just like how insane you guys. You have your drum and a bass, but it's so much. You have to experience this band live, and I'm saying that because you have the chance to. Metal Shop presents Friday, July 27th at the Funhouse. It is the tour kickoff show. Send them off in fashion with Witch Ripper, Hex Rays, The Dead Rones, solid lineup in Year of the Cobra headlining. I'm pimping the hell out of this, guys. I'm gassing you guys up. But most recently, I think it was like last week, you guys just signed a new deal with a label called Prophecy Productions. They've done a lot of really cool records over in Europe, and now they're expanding to the U.S. stuff here. So tell me a little bit about how this got going, and maybe there's a little bit of a story about it.
Yeah, the owner of the label, he was at Psycho Las Vegas last year.
Awesome.
And he told us this story after the fact, but his whole goal with going to Psycho, he was going to see every single band on the bill.
Wow.
Which is a three-day festival.
That's a tough, because there's three stages.
Oh, yeah.
Feet. Like, there's a lot of, you know, overlapping bands.
Yeah, and he obviously saw us, and, you know, when he got to our set, he's like, I couldn't leave your show. He's like, I had to miss two other bands because I was just so into you guys. So he's like, I got home and I was thinking about it. I'm like, I have to sign that band. And
he reached out to us, and yeah, so we've been talking to him for a while.
And so now he's based out of LA.
It's been a German label for over 20 years, a stronghold over there. And he just recently wanted to expand his roster and kind of break into the U.S. market a bit. So he opened offices in the U.S. and we were the first band he signed.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. That's
pretty
awesome.
Cool.
So are you guys going to be doing vinyl with them?
The whole nine?
That's rad.
Their releases are
beautiful.
Crazy.
Yes.
I mean, beautiful. I've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, that's cool because you guys have some really cool stuff. I mean, even like the little cassette tape that you guys gave me through STB Records.
Yeah.
Just some cool stuff that you guys have done, and I feel like you guys will be able to fully realize it on a label that will kind of give you full control.
It's nice, and Jack and Dino is signed on to do the new record too. So
yeah, let's talk about this. So a new record.
Yes.
You just did a one last year called Burn Your Dead, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
And a year before that, you did a record as well, and now you're going to be doing one, and it's going to be 2018 or 2019.
2019.
Yeah, it'll release 2019. We're writing it now.
Awesome.
And we kind of took the year off.
No, I don't think so. No. That was a lot of touring. You guys.
No, we've been really busy.
Well, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to it, working with Jack and Dino. He's a Seattle institution.
That's right.
I got to ask you guys an embarrassing question. It could be embarrassing. It could also be triumphant.
John farts more than I do. I'm just saying. I'm just joking.
I've been asking lately to a lot of people just to kind of get your roots. And to a couple people, it's been embarrassing. I asked guys from Sandrider what their first CD they ever bought.
Sure.
First tape they ever bought. And they said Vanilla Ice.
Wow.
Which, you know, it's awesome. And we did a little bit of Vanilla Ice rapping. So I got to ask you guys.
Vanilla Ice rapping.
First piece of music that you purchased on your own. And this could be anything, any kind of media. But it's got to be something that you bought on your own, not something passed down by your cooler older brother, given to you by your mom, given to you by a friend. It's got to be something you actually went out and purchased on your own.
Yeah.
Tape, cassette, record, CD, whatever. What is your first piece of music you actually bought on your own? John, let's start with you.
Yeah, I bought Beastie Boys' License to Ill on a cassette.
Okay.
Yeah. I had an older brother, so I was kind of exposed to a lot of different music when I was younger, but that was the one.
I
remember being in
It's a good record.
Kindergarten, and I'd put it on in my room and like lip sync in front of the mirror.
You bought your first one in kindergarten?
Yeah.
Mom took away your best porno mag.
I mean,
I had that little like.
Was it on CD or vinyl?
No, it was a cassette.
A cassette.
Cool. You know those little like Toys R Us little cassette player things.
Yeah. Mine was Joan Jett.
Nice.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
That's solid, too. Was that on vinyl or tape?
It was on vinyl.
Vinyl.
Yeah. I still have it.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
What do you think?
She's my idol. Like,
was
still
she like
to
an inspiration
day.
For you to pick up
oh,
an instrument?
Absolutely. Are That's you kidding awesome. Me? She's incredible. I mean, she is certainly like my biggest influence. I love her.
That's yeah.
She's a badass.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I will admit something embarrassing. Later down the line, I did buy a Bobby Brown CD.
That's your
I
prerogative.
I did not go there.
It's your prerogative, man.
Yep.
But anyways, it's Year of the Cobra here on Metal Shop, and again, they are going to be playing Friday, July 27th at the Fun House. It's going to be their tour kickoff show with three other heavy hitters here from the Northwest, Witch Ripper, Hex Rays, and the Dead Rones. Is there anything you guys want to say before we jump into Vision of Three from your last full-length record?
No, I just want to thank Metal Shop,
Absolutely.
You guys.
Hell yeah.
El Corazon Funhouse. Yep. We're playing with three of our favorite local bands yeah. with Witch Ripper, Hex Rays, and Dead Rones. It's going to be a super fun night.
Well, good luck going in studio with Jack and Dino. Keep us updated on all that, and good luck on tour. And we'll talk to you soon when you get those new songs cracking out, and we'll be having you guys up on Metal Shop again.
Right on.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Dude.
Yep. Have a good Northwest summer or something.